we got rid of the game in town and plugged that, and we've all agreed. So the, really, the balance we have, we've acted, I think, in expeditious fashion, we moved quickly. Joe and Mr. Yates said they're working quickly to get this thing resolved. I think that's good, great. It came to us, that's what we're doing. Now, these other things, I don't, that's out of the bounds of what even the BIA has. They don't have regulations for these things that we're now questioning. But I think we can tackle those later. As Chairman said, in an emergency situation, we gotta deal with it immediately. So I'm pleased, at least I am in my seat, we're moving forward.
It was in your email.
Yeah, I had it.
Did I get an email on that?
Yes.
9:30, sir.
Last night?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I read it, yeah.
Counsel.
First of all, your question is, no, that's what I was commenting on before. This is a very limited agreement we're making with them. It's just for the stuff at the high school.
Okay.
And the second one is, another comment I have, we do know that they've been permitted, it's all over. Bobby Top Chief has one in his house, he was just telling us today. Wake and Iron did one out here 20 years.
Bobby's in Washington County.
Huh?
Sorry, Bobby's in Washington County.
Okay, he is. All right, but anyway, he has one, and it was, well, I didn't know where it was.
He's over there too.
But, and my real point is, just over here, for these buildings, how many are there here? 100 of them or something for these, what'd you say? A bunch of them, Bill, for these buildings right here?
Totally.
Huh? Yeah, totally. How many do we have here?
Can you answer that?
100.
100 geothermal wells that was built, that was drilled for this one, and the Minerals Council didn't have anything to do with that. So yes, they are all over, but it's a problem we're gonna have to figure out about, especially when, I didn't know they went that deep. You know, you can get into oil, gas, everything at 300 feet in Osage County.
Yeah.
So we need to know about that.
Can I make a clarification since you drug me all around?
I'm sorry.
This happened before I got on the council. I was gonna bail you out, brother.
Okay. I was trying to, anyway, just the nation even is drilling them and not, and permitting to OWRB, I guess, I don't know.
Sure, the contractor probably.
Contractor did.
Yes. Yes, we, I know we need to move on, but I know in the past, we've had OWRB permit gas well, or freshwater wells out on leases. And we said, why are you doing that? And they said, because it's standard operational procedure for an oil company. In other parts of the state of Oklahoma, that when they drill these freshwater wells, that they get a permit through OWRB. And at that point, we directed them to not do it anymore because they were not in the state of Oklahoma, they did not have jurisdiction.
I have one next door to me out there, Buckex Place.
What was it, about 1906, Chairman?
We, the Osage under 1906 allowed the townships. You waived that right. So when we get ready to really start talking about it, you need to know what you're talking about. These townships are set aside, not just the villages, the townships. We are looking at, let's just let the Corporation Commission go in and take these wells. Secondly, we have any problems up here, we're gonna run into the same thing. We can't stop the nation of what it says or does. They were just kind enough to contact us over this agreement. My personal effort is that I only wanna take one line out, that we can never come back as a council. It's not worth the paper it's written on. Let me get this well plugged, and let's get out of here. I've plugged hundreds of these. I don't, he's into probably the thousands.
Yes.
Yes.
Can we, do you have the desire to make those changes on this thing? Work with Joe, make sure that the language fits what you.
Yes, I have the faith in Councilman Chisholm, Councilman Yates, everything's gonna be fine.
Joe, you be willing to communicate with Chairman, get those elements in there, and we pass this stuff.
Site-specific, we're gonna waive the others.
We're gonna pass.
This is gonna clarify language on.
I'm good to go.
Thank you, we got the vote, we're good, it's going to the next one. I wanna thank the council, I appreciate it, all comments. With that, I'd like to go into item number B, Councilwoman Irwin.
Well, I had a call Sunday after the OSA meeting, and in the OSA meeting, it was said that the chief announced that we were going to sign contracts, the nation and the OMC with Deloitte. I don't know anything about it. It's also my understanding that he was up there in Washington making a deal. I don't know what it's about. I think that we should be able to be talking about it and show us some respect here. I don't know about us even doing anything like that. We weren't even talking about it. No respect.
We had no conversation while I was in the room that had to be done after we got home. So I just want to clarify that.
Okay, I'm just saying, this conversation happened. I mean, this man goes around and says that we're not doing our business. We are doing our business, no matter what he says. I mean, my gosh, he doesn't understand oil and gas. If he did, he wouldn't have called Donna Roach from the White House. He called her to get information from her so he could deal with those people at the White House. He has no right to say we're not doing our business, because we are.
He had the opportunity to turn to me, but I'll be honest with you. That's how he handled it. I thought you sounded good. You still can't be telling the chief what he's going to do. You got to worry about what we're going to do. Now, later on, when we get into that effort, it's not going to be good for our people.
And I'm not saying Nona Roach doesn't know what she's talking about, because she does. But I'm just saying, we had to call her on the phone from the White House. Our attorney wasn't even allowed to go to that meeting.
Ma'am, that's not my problem.
I know that's not your problem.
Personnel is not allowed into the White House.
That's right. But I think, a problem with him when he goes around telling everybody, we don't know what we're doing, we're not doing our jobs. Yes, we are doing our jobs.
I had no complications with any of the people we met in DOE, DOI, or the White House. They were all respectful to the Osage Minerals Council, and off the record, they were more worried about what we needed, minerals.
I was also told they were going to be here in September to talk to us.
They asked if they could come down and come to a council meeting. I've not heard back from Mr. Keel or his boss, and that's the White House designated Indian Affairs Group Council.
I'd like to clarify something here.
And they're going to call the chief first anyway.
I was in the room that day, and a lot of stuff that chief said kind of made my eyes bug out a little bit, and some of the things he was saying about how we needed to do this and stuff. But he made clear that he was wanting the Minerals Council to act on anything that he said, and he did not say that he was signing a deal with that company, whatever it is.
He said there was going to have to be some contracts signed.
Yes, he said he made the comment that he was already working with them, but he didn't say that the OMC was going to be signed one. But he did want the OMC to listen to the story that these guys that perhaps Everett had heard when they were up there. I don't know.
And Raleigh Wilson was with me.
And Raleigh.
He was allowed to go to that meeting.
Right. So the chief didn't actually say that. What he said was that he wanted us to do things, and he was trying to guide us to earth. Not guide us. He was trying to get us to do things. But that, and he had these people that were there that he wanted us to talk to. So I was trying to clarify what was said. That was not accurate that he said that we were going to be signing contracts with anybody.
Thank you, Councilman Irwin.
I wasn't at the meeting, but I had talked to two people that were at the meeting, and this is what I was told. But my question was to you all, why are we talking about Deloitte when we don't even know anything about it? That was my question. I wanted to know if anybody knew about Deloitte here.
I do.
So, I'm just saying it'd be nice for the rest of us to know.
Well, we haven't had any discussion over a contractor coming in, but you have been having RFPs sent out. I don't know how they tracked them down. I don't even know where the announcement, did my staff see the announcement to request RFPs on these grant projects? Yeah. I mean, out of courtesy, we should at least got an email that these are sent out.
You're correct.
Now,
I'm just saying there's something going on here that's not right. I'm not saying it's you, Mr. Waller. I'm just saying that other things are going on.
Now, the other problem I have is if we do bring in some exciting information that helps our mineral estates, as we say in these meetings, we see it's elsewhere facing us from another entity. Verbatim. So, is there any other questions you have on that, dear?
I was just letting you bring it to light because I had two people call me. Specifically over this deal. I mean, my goodness. My phone just rings constantly.
Yes, ma'am. Well, now it's a couple of people, now it's constant. Okay. Let's stop it.
Okay. We'll move on.
EIS resolution. He sponsored it.
Actually, we need to do this. If we're going to do this hydration engineering contract, we should take the EIS or ask them to take it off the table. Of course, they won't do it, but we can ask for it.
We've already had.
And I think we need to do a resolution because it specifically states in one of these whereas clause, as of August the 15th, 2017, President Trump issued the executive order establishing discipline and accountability in the environmental review and permitting process for infrastructure projects. Anyway, that needs to be put in there because I think we've had problems with the Bureau overreaching.
Yep.
They've overreached. And I think we need to actually put something out there to show them that, you know, this is what we think. We want to go, you know, we want things done to promote the Osage Minerals Estate. We want people to come in here and drill. We don't want to come in here and bog them down with all the hoops that they can think of over there at the Bureau for them to jump through. Them and the solicitors. I mean, I'm telling you, we need to do something, put a statement in writing that shows everyone exactly where we stand on this. Because we are here for the annuitants. And we need to take that EIS off the table and go back to doing a programmatic EIS. I mean, they're doing it anyway. And I was in my understanding that Mr. Stower was going to come up with a boilerplate for that. So, I don't know. You tell me, what do we need to do here?
We need to ask Mr. Stower, didn't we send in the comment effort from your office under engineering, or you and Travis did when we first started?
We have commented at every opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Where the BIA has opened the door and said, ask for comments, or and then we've also written papers that we hope influence the development of the new draft EIS.
You're on it, aren't you, Will?
That's what we're doing today, is looking at hydration engineering. We could not find a resolution that says take the EIS off the table from the Mineral Council.
There is not one.
Council.
Mr. Stower, appreciate your comments. You told me in the past you didn't support the EIS process. Is that still the case? Can you give us some thoughts there?
Yes, but I don't have any alternative. I mean, I have no power, all right?
I think that
the Bureau of Indian Affairs could have, it's not my opinion, they could have chosen to write a simple environmental assessment.
Thank you.
Along the lines of the 1979 environmental
assessment. That's all I need to hear.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'd like to hear it.
Expert.
Well, I'm just saying, that's all I want to hear. Mr. Gates, if you got an additional question, I would recommend you ask it. But I'm telling him that's all I need to hear. Thank you, Chairman.
Second Chair, Councilman Gates, like you continue.
Do you have anything to add to that? You seem like you got cut off right in the middle of your...
Hey, let's be respectful, Chairman and Chair.
That's right.
Can we at least be respectful? I'm an elected official. These snide remarks coming from some individuals.
That's correct.
Respectful. That's all I'm asking, Chairman.
Yes, sir.
And I was raised to treat all our Osages with respect. Give them the time, and they wanted to ask a question. I've been taught that way. And I'm asking that we run these meetings just like that, Chairman.
Thank you, Kirk.
I apologize if you take any offense. Mr. Stower, if you had anything else to add to that, I'm sorry. Could you finish that?
I'm not sure that I understand the question. I wear hearing aids and I've got them turned up full blast, but I misunderstood. I'm not sure I understood the question.
We had responded. I've read everything you've put in, and Travis is right.
Right. You were responding that the we could have wrote a simpler EA similar to the 79.
Yes.
But then you stop there.
Oh, well, the BIA has, under the terms of the rules that were written to implement the environmental, to implement NEPA,
right.
The BIA has the option to
to decide whether or not they want to write an environmental impact statement or an EA. That's their choice. And I don't see any legal way to interfere with that choice. They made that choice. They wrote a draft. They did a terrible job. Hydration Engineering and a lot of other people attacked it. They withdrew it, which, and I don't think there's a precedent for that. They withdrew it and started over. They asked for alternatives. We commented on the alternatives that they proposed to consider in the new draft EIS, and we told them that the alternative that they propose of not issuing permits is not realistic, that they have no choice but to issue permits. And so now we're just waiting to see what they come up with.
Okay, last time we had a conference call about the EIS, I had Mr. Crum tell me, he said, we didn't vote on this for full council. He said it to me three different times in that room. Did you not say that, Mr. Crum? He said, we didn't vote on this in full council.
The letter.
What Janine was talking about on the EIS.
Yes.
Yes, he said that.
We were discussing the document that we had.
Council.
So, I don't know why you're asking me that.
Well, because you heard what I heard that day. So, this is why we need to take the EIS off the table. They didn't ever really have our approval on it.
Yes, they did. We signed an MOU, Council.
I agree with the thing Mr. Storer said about, you know, there could have been a different method to go through it. They chose. As he also said, they had the right to choose. We talked about this with them just last week. And you keep in mind that they have the right to choose. And if in this document down here, this says, you know, as to the maximum extent permitted by law and all that, it doesn't direct them to change their mind about things. It says they're supposed to do it in the most efficient manner. They sat right in here and said, if we start over again with an EA, it's going to take far longer to do than if we continue the EIS. It's scheduled to come out next spring, according to their schedule. I've seen these schedules before, so I'm not holding my breath. But they said it would take far longer. Again, this is their choice on the method they wish to use. Us sending in a letter, and like you said, we have an MOU to participate in the EIS with them. We said we're going to participate. Now then, Mr. Storr is going to present something I thought we were going to be dealing with today, and I hope we still are, because his idea was that the template for the site-specific EA that was for drilling. We need to back up and say this for drilling. Got everything done on EAs except programmatics, except for the drilling. Yes, that was developed with performance and Ben Daniels and back and forth, and my gosh, you guys had to change things so many times, and the goalposts removed, and you finally got one through, and that people are using that for a template. Mr. Storr, I think, is going to tell us that he thinks that he can do one that's simpler to do than that one. And the BIA, I think, will cooperate with you, and you'll have to have their cooperation, and you know that because they're the final decision makers on whatever you do. So we can have a better drilling site-specific EA, I hope, if we allow Mr. Storr to develop one, to fill in until the EIS is completed, or they give up and we go back to an EA, or whatever happens. But I don't think we should stop, because stopping means it's going to be happening exactly like it is today. The only way we can get back to doing things like we did before all the lawsuits and stuff,
yes, sir,
is to have a new EA or EIS or whatever in place, a programmatic one, so they can tear off of that and go like they used to. It's probably more site-specific stuff than what the old 79 was, but that's on either case, EA or otherwise. So the only way we're going to get out of these lawsuits and to chop the legs out from under the guy who does nothing but file suits
and appeals
is to shut him off to where he has nothing to appeal. And if the faster we can do that is the part I want to stay with, the faster way we can get that done.
Thank you, Councilman Irwin.
Okay.
And then Councilman.
We also have rights. It's my understanding that the Hayes case up in the 10th Circus was decided upon, and that it changed everything here. So I read all the reviews that were put in there, and we had the BIA or somebody put in best management practices for procedures for drilling and workovers in this. You know, we're having them actually put stuff in the EIS to actually take control of us where we can't do anything else. They're more worried about being sued by someone else than us. I think we need to take the EIS. Things have changed. We need to ask them. Of course, they won't do it, but we can ask for them to take the EIS off the table. I think that's being very diligent about what we're doing here, because we need boots on the ground. We need drillers here. We need oil companies to be interested again in producing oil in Osage County. We need this money for our shareholders. I don't know if y'all know it or not, how many barrels of oil we're down, but it's a lot. And we need to figure out some way that we can get them back in here. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Council.
Thank you, Chairman. The EIS has been on our plate since 2014. I've talked to them many times, just like Mr. Storr has. They've not even responded once. They're one-track mine operation. They're going to do what they want to do. To heck with us. The way I see it. If you're right, Mr. Storr, they have the option to do or not to do, then they have the option to pass this thing without our approval. Because they are the trustee. They're the responsibility of the trustee. So therefore, I don't see any problem with telling them, stop the train. That way we can direct Mr. Storr to get in there. If you want our blessing, we want a solution. Now, I don't think if this thing is alternative drilling AA. I think you're a smart man. If we challenge you to get in there and get us a solution, it doesn't have to be an alternative. You got a lot of options. So we give you the reins, or we get these people, get Mr. Lynn involved, and get them in that conversation. Because we got to stop this train. They're going to pass it anyway. We try to get in there what we want. But you buy a house, and they say, here's the house, it's $300,000, okay, change the carpet, no. Change the garage, no. I would like to fix this door, no. No, but here it is. Yep. Would you buy it? No. I mean, that's how I feel. The government is just shoving something down our throat. Now, I'm born and raised on trust property. You got to stand up at some point and tell them, no. We're Indians, we're natives, we're supposed to, we've been in this fight before, Chairman, I know you have.
Yeah, you usually get faced the weapons.
That's all right. They'll bring the big guns, they'll bring the big dogs. The only thing you've got is a voice. And that's all I'm expressing right now. We tell them, if there's a motion in here, Councilwoman Earl, I'll second.
Councilman Yates, and then Councilwoman Earl.
What we're talking about here all revolves around NEPA compliance. And that's why we're here discussing this now. EIS, the BIA and council decided was more defensible than a programmatic EA and future litigation with landowners concerning NEPA. Because if we do either one, we're probably going to be meeting them in court. To go that extra step with an EIS is what we decided. EIS petition is participation with the Minerals Council is a cooperating agency, strengthens our positions in federal court. Right now we're in federal court on two fronts. One's being decided, one's being appealed. Both of them are on NEPA, and again, as a cooperating agency, it strengthens our position in federal court. And that's basically what I have to say. Thank you.
I make a motion that we accept this EIS resolution as presented today.
Could it be read?
Yes.
Could it be read in minutes?
The whole thing?
Well, I think it's important that our shareholders know what it is. an audience.
Osage Minerals Council, whereas the Osage Minerals Council, OMC, established pursuant to the Act of June 28, 1906, 34 Stat 539 as amended, and Article 15 of the Osage Nation Constitution is the exclusive legal governing body of the Osage Minerals Estate. Whereas the Osage Minerals Council is vested with the powers to administer and develop the Osage Minerals Estate in accordance with the June 28, 1906, as amended, such powers which were previously vested in the Osage Tribal Council. Whereas the Osage Mineral Council has the authority to act for, to protect the interest of, and to bind headright owners with respect to matters relating to the Osage Mineral Estate, including the initiation, prosecution, and settlement of claims relating to the Osage Minerals Estate. The Osage Mineral Estate is held in trust by the United States for the benefit of the Osage Tribe of Indians under Section 3 of the Act, June 28, 1906, and the right to royalties and bonuses arising therefrom are held in trust by the United States for the benefit of the Osage headright owners. Whereas, under the 1906 Act, the Bureau of Indian Affairs is responsible for approving oil and gas leases and permit applications for development of the Osage Minerals Estate. Whereas, as a federal agency, the BIA is obligated to comply with the National Environmental Policy Act in approving oil and gas lease and permit applications for development of the Osage Minerals Estate. Whereas, the 1979 Environmental Assessment, which was previously relied upon by the BIA to fulfill its duties under NEPA, is no longer considered acceptable for this purpose by the BIA. Whereas, as a result, the BIA initiated a new environmental analyst in the form of an environment impact statement of draft, which is released in 2015. Whereas, because the process by which the BIA formulated the draft environmental impact statement was flawed and unlawful, the BIA has initiated a new environmental analyst to develop a new draft environmental impact statement and ultimately a new EIS. Whereas, no environmental assessment was conducted prior to initiation of the ongoing EIS process to determine whether a programmatic EIS is necessary, and whereas programmatic environmental assessments for leasing and workovers have already been completed and are currently in place, and whereas an EIS that addresses impacts of leasing and workovers is therefore unnecessary, and whereas only the environmental impacts of the issuance of permits to drill new wells are not currently covered by a programmatic environmental assessment and such impacts are minimal, and whereas the process of completion of an EIS is extremely time consuming and is resulting in unnecessary and economically damage, delays in the development of the Osage Minerals Estate. Whereas a programmatic environmental assessment can be completed in shorter time than an EIS and would adequately address the impacts of drilling new wells. And whereas once a programmatic environmental assessment for drilling has been completed and a finding of no significant impact is made, all necessary elements of development of the Osage Minerals Estate will be properly addressed for the purposes of NEPA. And whereas on August the 15th, 2017, President Trump issued the executive order establishing discipline and accountability in the environmental review and permitting process for infrastructure projects, which call for agency use to the maximum extent permitted by law of environmental studies, analysts, and decisions conducted in support of earlier federal, state, tribal, or local environmental reviews or authorization decisions, and whereas conducting a programmatic environmental assessment for new drilling and continuing the use of previously conducted environmental assessments for leasing and workovers will further the goal of this executive order. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Osage Mineral Council hereby request that the BIA halt development of the EIS and instead initiate the process for development of a programmatic environmental assessment for the issuance of permits to drill. Be it finally resolved, the chairman of the OMC is hereby authorized to sign this resolution and all supporting documents necessary to carry the purpose and intent of this resolution. Certification. I hereby certify the foregoing resolution was considered by the Osage Minerals Council at a duly called meeting of Pawhuska, at which quorum was present, and the same was adopted by a vote of blank in favor, blank opposed, and blank abstained on the blank day of 1/27. There you go, people.
I second it.
She left my name on.
Oh, there's a line, there's a blank down there with Mr. Chandler's name on it.
Yes, we have a motion. That was in form of a motion.
Yes, sir.
And seconded by Council, second chair.
Yes.
Open discussion. I'd like to go and ask a gentleman sitting over here. I'd like to hear your comments on what's the most beneficial to the man that's going to go drill me the next 100 wells while everyone else is talking.
I think right now, to begin with, the EIS had a lot of slippery things in it that they put in. Noise pollution.
Same.
Things that are uncompliable by us.
Yes.
So I'm totally in concurrence with eliminating the EIS. And right now we have, which is referred to, we have an EA that they are following. Mr. Storer's advice to us is there's, out of our 85 pages that we did the original work on, there's 5 legitimate pages that need to be changed to make everything site-specific.
That's correct.
And therefore, then, you're not going to have a negative impact on where we're drilling and what we're doing and things of that nature. So, by saying to Mr. Storer, go to work on that with Janine, we're not going to do an EIS. We're just going to keep doing the EA. That at least lets me keep drilling. I've got, between Warrior and between Spyglass and between Performance, we've got 50 wells we'd like to drill this fourth quarter. And we're absolutely, we at least understand what Robin will sign.
Yes.
So by doing what you're doing, she's going to keep signing it. Fred can start working with Janine in some significant way to lower the amount of time. But frankly, guys, it's a very boilerplate event now for our 80 of the 85 pages are the same thing.
Yeah.
So we don't want to endanger the fact that right now I can get a permit. It's difficult, but exactly what you're doing, you're saying no EIS. We don't want to hear about those things. And we're going to, the programmatic EA that we've got in place, we can live with and drill with, which is very extremely important to us. More important, we should talk about the ABB just for a minute.
Because yes, please.
They're narrowing our window, folks. And this is really important to you, to the whole county. We are to a place where the first, because they did a two-phase bug study, the first and the second, we're all aware of these things. The first one, I did 15 locations I wanted to drill and get to Ben Daniels, and I couldn't quite get it done in time. So of the 15 approved permits that I got the bug studies on, 5 of those came back negative after July 28th. So I've already lost 5 of 15 that I had in the first May round. Now I'm out and I spent $70,000 for 2 locations last year because we needed to drill on the concession for Spyglass. And we did a new bug study in the same place and the bugs are there again, positive again. And I've already spent 70 grand in a beetle credit to some place unknown to all of us. We don't know where this money goes or what's going on. It's not helping the beetle if it was up there. So we sent to the acting director, please, please put back the 1.2 acres. That yes. If they would just put that yes. back, and Mr. Zinke can do
that.
It.
Yes.
Would
yes.
you put on record how big it is now instead of the 1.2?
Well, she did away with it completely.
So yes. it could go
there
anywhere.
Go. There we go.
There's no... that you've got to protect these bugs no matter what. Well, look, it's less than a 1% chance, less than, of having to take, with by giving us a 1.2 acre little, the discretion that was always there. And Arkansas is 3 acres, Kansas is 3 acres, all around us, everybody gets to go with 3 acres. And your county, and she just arbitrarily dismissed it. And I've been told by Vincent DeVito, who's attached to the director of Fish and Wildlife, that they have replaced the gal that did this. So all, if you guys would put pressure on them to put the 1.2 acres back,
okay.
And I've sent a letter, Jamie Sicking on the OPA is ready to file a lawsuit against the Fish and Wildlife, but we know how lawsuits go. If Zinke would just say, put the 1.2 acres back, we're done with the bug studies, guys. We're drilling again.
But we're talking about the EIS.
Yes. No.
It's so critical to get to the EA, because we're almost out of business.
I know that.
I mean, we're so close, because the window is now, you know, it's gonna be under 60 next week. They could close our bug studies. Here I am in the middle of 6 weeks trying to get 50 of your wells done, and they're gonna close the bug study if it goes below 60.
Thank you, sir. Councilman Redcorn, the councilman.
Thank you, Mr. Sharn.
Ms. Sharn.
Okay. I sent an email to Mr. Lynn about several days ago. New president comes in, he's directed the Interior Department to expedite energy permits on federal land. I think the momentum is there administratively. And I heard that communication administratively would probably resonate among these bureaucrats that are going, not carte blanche doing anything you want. I believe that's, we have a window, we've got a heck of an attorney, and I think with some experts in our court, we can come up with a faster solution. That's why I think we ought to pass this resolution. At least it gets us back in that conversation, and we let our legal guy go to work and try to get these gentlemen back in the field drilling, because this process since July 15th of 2014 has train wrecked us. So anyway, thank you.
Councilman Irwin.
Can we call for the motion?
Call for the question.
You've already asked me to speak. Am I going to get to speak or not?
You are.
Okay. Two of our whereas is up here. Whereas the process for completion of an EIS is extremely time consuming and unnecessary economic damaging delays. That's true, but we've already went through all that, or most of that. And the second one, a programmatic environmental assessment can be completed in a shorter time. We've already established that the BIA is the one that selects what method they're going to use. They've already said that the EA will take longer time, so they're not going to do it. We can pass this resolution if we want, but it's not going to do a thing to what they're going to do. Mr. DeSharge's statement about wanting to get Fred doing his and keeping on with a better way of doing an individual or site-specific EA for drilling, like what you've been doing, except maybe Fred can do us one faster, which we'll deal with in a minute. And I told you when you did last time that your deal would work. So we'll make it be faster and we go on. I don't think it'll make any difference about the EIS. It's going to go on whether it goes or not, whether we do this, because they're not going to listen to this. So if you want to make a statement vote, you can make a statement vote. Me, just in case they listen to you, I want it to be the fastest we can do. I want to be done as quickly as we can. They're not going to go back and do an EA on it. So that's me.
Thank you. Call for the question.
Councilman Crum?
No.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
No.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to clear up something. I was, you know, kind of attacked directly earlier and asked a question that was irrelevant to what this discussion was. I'd like to make it plain that within one of our council meetings with them on this, that I did bring up to what we were discussing at the time and not been voted on, but it was not this resolution or anything like it. It was not one to remove us from the EIS. It had some recommendations that we were going to have to put into the EIS that some of us didn't agree with, and more importantly, had not been voted on. So I want to make it plain that the deal I sent in there that hadn't been voted on by the council was not this, and it was just recommendations that our attorney sent out the night before, and we didn't even have time to read it yet. And so I wanted to make plain. And last meeting, everybody agreed about that and voted to remove it from the record. We voted on that when we had the regular record.
We didn't vote on it.
We didn't vote on it.
Thank you, Jared. I knew that.
Okay, then I'm mistaken. I know we discussed it. Nobody was against voting on it to remove it from the record. So that's the deal that I brought that up on. Had nothing to do with this, and any inference that it did is not true.
Yes, sir. With that, we'll move on. We've already talked to the store on hydration engineering, alternate drilling EA. You folks want to discuss it anymore?
Yes.
Counsel. Store.
Question for Mr. Duchamp. How many pages is your site-specific drilling EA?
About 85.
85 pages. But it's accepted now, and it's the template that gets passed through BIA.
Washington's approved it all the way up to Mr. Black at the time. I mean, everybody's approved that, and I believe everybody in the county's using it.
Okay. So that's correct.
Pretty matter of fact at the BIA to get that done, and Ben is looking at about 5 pages that really are a difference on each site-specific.
Do you foresee, if an EIS is completed in spring of 2018, a simpler template than the 85 pages?
Well, what worries me about the EIS that we first saw and that we participated in...
But to drill a well, would it be simpler?
Well, it may be where we don't have to do, or as Mr. Sorer and you're talking about right now, it may be down to just 5 pages that has to be different. If the EIS is in place, and there's 80 pages of the 85 we're doing that EI just contemplates, that's it, it's done, then all you've got left is a pretty simple document.
Thank you.
It provided...
Mr. Store, on your programmatic EA that you're, or site-specific drilling permit EA that you're putting forward here, which sounds good, how many pages do you think that would be? How much do you think you could shave off the 85 pages?
Well, I don't know, but I think that 5 pages is a reasonable goal. I think that the essential information could be concentrated into a simple document that could be filled out by the operators and could be then approved as a record of decision by the superintendent. I think that could be done. And I think I could write one that would be acceptable to myself and acceptable to you and to Scott. It's going to take some selling to get the BIA to understand it and agree to it.
Yes.
They're kind of moving in that direction. And the process that we've got does work. We can get permits. I charge, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 to write one of these things. And I don't particularly enjoy it, and I'm not proud of it. I'd be happy to get rid of that piece of our business. I have written, let's see, 1 for CEP, 2 for Mark Short, 1 for Larry, forgive me, I forget his name, a couple for BGI. I'm working on 2 for SEHA, and they're painful, but they do work.
Yes,
I support simplifying it, but the only thing I may be causing hesitation is operators get used to doing something in a certain manner, and then when they change, they got to go with the BIA, and they got to change, and it ends up, you know,
the only
complicating the situation where right now they've got a document, that template that they can...
The only operator that's used to doing it is Scott Deschamps.
And then, you know, and of course, when you submit it, it'll have to go to the solicitor's office.
I don't know where it goes.
Well, that's where they're usually convened.
Oh, you mean the new version?
Right.
Yes.
I'm sure that it could be well accepted. It could be, if it was produced soon enough, it could actually be built into this new EIS. Whether this new EIS is even going to make sense, we have no idea. All we know is the alternatives that they presented were not realistic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilman Crown, Councilman Irwin, and Councilman Redcorn.
We have been involved in the process on the EIS. because we're cooperating agencies. So we do know it looks entirely different than what that first one was that Scott was talking about, and with the different alternatives, the different, what was the letters that they were using, the recommended?
The BMPs?
BMPs and the recommend, they're not the same anymore. They're not even in that form anymore in the versions that we've seen. I don't want to get too far out of the skis, because until they turn it out there for you to see, I don't want to go, oh, he lied to me, it's not in there, because they haven't done it. But it looks a lot different now. And many of them will not be that. They're just a, they're going to be contained in a document that just says that, for instance, remember, there's a whole lot of about putting in tubes or all that kind of stuff. The new one is going to say something like, you have to not control, or you have to control erosion and not have the road out, and that's it. And it doesn't tell you how to go about doing it. It just says that you have to do that, and then if you do it improperly and the road washes out, then you have to go back and fix it. It's not going to tell you that you have to put a tube in here and this in there and all that. You're going to use common sense on doing it. It's just going to be a lot simpler in that fashion. But let's not get so deep into that. What I do want to know a little bit, because we're going to be spending some money on this, and how, and which would be a time for, and there's going to be a, likely be a shelf life on this, on how long we'll be using this one in order to make, you know, to go. How long do you think it would be for you to develop this? And remind me again on what you estimated the cost was going to be. And the BI and the Minerals Council was doing that, and back to our discussion before, You've already said you need to cooperate with Ben and them to make this, because if you develop one that they don't accept, well, it's just we're wasting our time. But how much time would it take for you to do one, and what was your rest? You give us an estimate on cost. And I didn't write it down.
Yeah, in the proposal, and I don't have a better number, I said it would take us a month to deliver a draft to Bill then, and sit down with Bill and work through it. It won't just be the simple document. It'll be the process that supports the basis for getting there. And the cost would be $12,000.
$12,000.
That basically represents working half-time for the next month.
And then we'd make it available. And right now, your template that you guys developed is online with us, and then the BIA kind of makes it available to people. So we would have to, you know, yours could take the same place and people could decide which one. That back to Councilman question about, you know, they could decide which one they wanted to use. I think that's got me everything I need to know before I've
Councilman Irvin and then Councilman
I would just like to make a little announcement here. It's a new day in Washington, D.C. I don't know if y'all read the Washington Post or not, but they talk about the Montana Mafia is no more. I just want to make that announcement for the rest of you that's sitting here.
Let's not even, Mr. Chairman,
thank you.
Contemplate that part.
Can I make a
I offered it to Councilman Rachel.
Thank you, Chairman.
And then you can, sir.
I appreciate the conversation, Mr. Storr, Mr. Ducharme, Mr. Bill Lynn. I think this flows with our previous resolution we just passed. I don't want to give you got to do a certain thing. If there's room to improve the process, to what Mr. Ducharme, I think we should be flexible to be able to make it, give us the best product, is what I'm hoping we can understand among this council. Because if there's room, we can make this happen. I think we should. And one thing that I have always had a concern with is CIS. And I'll use the Irby case. The Irby case expanded our jurisdiction to the fee simple, and we got ourselves in a big buy. And I've had this conversation with our attorney, and I said, are we doing the same thing here? Because now we've got federal oversight on fee simple and forced to us by an EIS. I'm very concerned about that. So, you know, that's my main concern. Irby case, we all know that. I think we should be trained as Osage councilmen, workers, employees. That case should, we always should try as Dickens to avoid walking in that same track. Thank you, Chairman.
Council Crabtree.
I don't think we have a resolution in here, so I need to state some things, right?
Yes.
I move that we accept Mr. Storr's offer to try and develop a shorter, more efficient, site-specific EA for drilling, and that his maximum bid of
$12,000 was the maximum.
$12,000 maximum that we would pay for this work, and that we do everything we can to make sure that the BIA knows that they need to work with him, and we did this, so that we open the doors for you to go over and do whatever you need to do with that. That'll cover it, won't it?
Second.
Yes, I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Crown, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. Do we need any other discussion? We'd like to also say that Hydration Engineering has also been under contract with us before. So I think that it would be a selective element. I'm going to be in support of it. Call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Irwin. Councilwoman Redcorn.
Yes.
It'll pass.
Councilman Redcorn.
Yes.
Chairman Waller.
Yes.
Councilman Yates.
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala.
Yes.
Councilman Crumb.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
That's why I wonder where his $12,000 is.
Wait a second. Whoa. Stop. Okay. Digitization, resolution, orphan wells, and EMDC. Anyone want to discuss that?
I think we've discussed these tremendously a lot. I make a motion to pass the resolution for the orphan well.
Second.
And
you want to add both of them?
Well, they're in there together right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Then do we need them separated?
They're two different resolutions.
Okay.
Oh, on this reading.
I make a motion we pass the orphan well resolution, that we can direct our efforts toward applying for a grant for the EMDP program to the Department of Interior through the BIA for monies to do a feasibility study on our orphan well list we received from the Bureau.
And our second agrees with everything.
Can I show this to you?
Are you ready for it? I'm going to call for the question.
We have two of them in our book.
Yes.
There's one behind it. After the letter from
Roger. I only find one.
After the letter from Roger, there's one back there.
What?
Which engineer?
You want, which one do you have?
That's what's happening. Mine says,
and it's got Simulac on his brand.
Under the therefore, number one says, forward the digitization project to put by Councilman Gunn for the EMD grant and request Roger Knight approves cost and amount of, and I don't have a dollar figure on that just yet. The chairperson of the OSA administrator, that's the one I have, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
This one will work.
Yes. I needed that. We have a motion on the floor. Call for the question. We need to go.
Okay.
A couple of these guys, we got to get out there. We're getting told by the Bureau they want to do something different.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I don't want it brought up in our meeting. I want to get out of here and they will discuss it. I'd like to call for the question.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crumb?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin? Motion passes.
Thank you. Lease sale with the Oil and Gas Summit?
Oh, we have a second.
Oh, excuse me. We got the actual orphan well.
It's done.
That was good.
digitization.
Roger Knight.
This is for the MDP, and I don't have, I have an XXX for dollar amount in there. Maybe we can still do it that way, because I don't have an estimate. I didn't want to run by the concept a little bit and see what you guys think. I think I did the other day, and you know what it is. It's for us to, we're already talking about buying, build the equipment to, you know, that would, we could use. The really good scanner and that sort of thing. And my idea was to hire employees of our own to digitize things that we would then decide to do. I might want to run by, we got a $90,000 about past it the first time, but and then by the time we reduced and that sort of thing, we ended up at $70,000. I was thinking about going for another one for that, because we really don't know at this point how much we're going to have to do. Because they're going to, because the first one that is being done by, and the last, I want to back up a little bit. Last day on the contractor we talked about had not signed the contract yet, and Tali and Bill both pointed out that maybe I shouldn't speak that. Now they have, you know, they're signing an agreement to them. So it is a company named Buffalo Data. So that's the company, and I just want to put that out there where it goes. But at any rate, we're not really certain about how much we're going to have to do copying on, and I'm pretty sure we don't get this millions. To finish the whole job is liable to be millions. So, I mean, it was, you know, to be sure we can do it. So I was thinking about doing a similar number and proposing that, and hopefully I'll be able to circulate the proposal that we back to Roger Knight. We worked together, and this afternoon we're actually meeting or conference calling with the Buffalo Data.
In person,
it's not going to be
1 o'clock. He'll be upstairs here.
Okay, great. I was kind of worried about this teleconference.
Yes.
So that's me. I just want to throw that out there so people could not say I was not
Councilman Yates. Going on.
It's been my experience that you dealing with federal government, you can double what you're asking for. They're going to give you what they're going to give you. So I would not limit myself. That's just my suggestion.
Yeah, I'm looking for them. I don't.
Excuse me. I got the floor. I concur, because we already saw that $272,000 get passed just by a proposal from the nation. So I want you to have all the commodities and compliments of our approach on these grants. And Councilman's correct. So whatever the amount is, I'm for you.
Okay.
Is there a motion?
Guys, I'd like somebody else to make the motion.
I'll make a motion that we pass the digitization resolution to allow a second grant application to go to EMDP through the BIA for additional monies.
I'll second.
Second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Redcorn, seconded by Councilman Yates. Go digitization resolution. And you have it in hand, Lacey? Resolution.
I have a resolution in there.
Is there an amount?
I put the X's on
there. You put X's.
Ending.
Kevin.
Not to exceed a million.
Okay. Put it in that way, and I'll tell you what.
Would I be over here if it was in there? No. Any other discussion? Let's call for a question.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala? Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
No.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Motion adjourned.
A second.
Oh, excuse me. We have to fill in gas. Say, please say it.
It was brought to my attention the other day that wanted to know if we were going to do a lease sale with the Summit. And I said, you know, we haven't even talked about it. But it's my feeling that we should. That we should quickly schedule one to go with the lease Summit. Open it up to nominations. But Bill, don't run off, because I'm getting ready to stick your neck up. And to also fill in around it, to where we have enough numbers, whatever we decide to do in the meantime, to, for nominations, that, that perhaps Bill can make some recommendations if we wish to nominate Trax ourselves. That's my thinking on it. And so, that...
I'll start with five.
There it is, that's all I need to know.
So...
Keep going, sir.
I'm gonna turn mine into a motion then, that we schedule Lee Sale, well, let, you have to give it Christie and see morning and evening, what day, and fits in with her schedule for speakers, and we have one at the...
You actually need to do it in the morning.
I second that motion.
Thank you. I have a motion on floor for Councilman Crum to availability of Lee Sale at Oil and Gas Summit, we've done it before, and then I have a second by Councilman Redcorn. I don't believe we need any discussion, call for the question.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Chairman?
Thank you, yes.
We got a letter in our folder here, Roger Knight, asking that Bill Lynn be the point of contact for the DMDP, is that okay with you, Mr. Crum?
At least one of them.
Yours, okay, and then I'm okay with the Orphan Well. I make a motion that we send this letter to Roger Knight, directing him to, that Mr. Lynn will be the point of contact for these DMDP BIA contracts. Grant applications.
Yeah, or, yes, come, Bill.
Like we said in the meeting last week, he asked for a resolution because he recognizes this as a resolution body to government. It was turned down at the last council meeting. I'm just saying he hasn't returned a phone call or email since that. I'd rather see a resolution go to him, but we had arguments against a resolution that we don't do resolutions for employees last time is what was stated in the meeting. So.
I'm actually the point of contact. I would ask that if he's in question of that, then we designate, you'll be our designee. That's actually how you're supposed to approach it. I told you to have him call me.
Yeah.
Did you leave him a message or call me?
He hasn't returned any calls or...
Chairman, I did make a resolution, which was second, that we send this letter to Roger Knight. So we will be following up with a resolution. We can staple it to this guy.
Yes, I understand that. When we do have the motion on the floor, it'll be our clearinghouse contact. But before we get anything that we meet, you gotta let us know. Whatever he comes
up. It's just asking for technical assistance from him on the grant.
Yes. Councilman Yates and then Councilman Crum.
Okay, I don't want to give you full brain with this. I kind of did, but kind of done. If you could maybe, where you CC everything through the chairman and you do all the legwork, I'd be fine with that. But I think the council needs to be cognitive of what you're doing at all times.
Right. I always send it to the mineral.
Or minerals, yes. Chairman or minerals. Probably minerals.
And then I'll call Joe.
And that's on these grant elements we're working on. Perfect. We need to get it rolling anyway. Councilman Crum.
Yeah, and I want to clarify that I don't think that we want to have Bill be the only point of contact for it, but we're allowing him to be a point of contact. Roger already knows that I'm on the Minerals Council, and he's worked with me in the past. He knows that Talene's on, and so what we need to do is for him to be able to speak to Bill. And you know, I have questions with Bill sometimes that would be easier for him to go talk to that engineer than to try to talk to me on it.
Because it says technical assistance.
Right.
We're in good shape. Let's just call for a question. Excuse me, very quickly.
All I just want to say is this. Our point of contact is Mr. Everett Waller, our chairman. And until he decides he wants to appoint or designate somebody, you know, it's up to the chairman. He is our point of contact for any future reference. Thank you.
Ma'am, it was a motion on the floor by Councilman Crum, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. It's over the resolution on appointing William Lynn, Osage Minerals Director, is point of contact with technical assistance to DEMD. I'm going to be asked, as Councilwoman Irwin's talking about, it needs to be sent to the chairman anyway on behalf of the council, then it goes for technical assistance.
Can I make a clarification? I think Roger Knight is saying he's going to talk to you, he's going to talk to Mr. Yates, he's going to talk to Mr. Crum, but he was not going to talk to Mr. Lynn unless we've got the resolution, so he's already going to chat with us.
Resolution is going to be appointed as my designated.
And all of us. Just to clarify that we're adding this person on as a contact for this.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you good with that? Lacy, are you ready?
Is it a resolution or was that a?
Yes, it's a resolution.
And the letter is going to be attached. And they put that in the motion. Okay. Call for the question.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Second.
Councilman Crum made the motion, Councilman Redcorn. Second. The one before, it was Councilman Redcorn.
I was just asking about the.
Councilman Yates.
Motion to adjourn.
I have a motion by Councilman Moore, I have a second by Councilwoman Irwin. No discussion, call for the question.
Councilman Crum?
Oh, yeah.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn? Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
One question.